100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day, until the day I die.com. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. I hope you're having a good time where you're at, too. I sure am. Getting the laundry done. Had a little bit of toast for breakfast. And, of course, petting the cats. Well, how about that weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories? The topic today was emotive. It wasn't one of my favorites, but I bring in the topics from your suggestions, and hey, let's see where we can go with them. How about I just shut the hell up and let you guys do the talking? Here's the stories that people sent in. You the people that you sent in for the topic of emotive.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The old bridge stretched out tired. The sky wept softly, while a feisty seagull fought against the wind. He wanted the place to be beautiful and special and vibrant, but nothing could survive there. He tried. He even wanted to rebuild the bridge so others could come over, but each time he set new stones on it, they would just be taken away by the water, over and over again. He fought as much as that lonely seagull. He didn't want to give up, but he was alone. It was with a heavy heart that he walked away that day. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.com. .blogspot.com. I've said this so many times and I still stumble every now and then. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
The death penalty is an emotive subject. Whether for it, or against. Protagonists for both debates can be pretty vociferous. And persuasive. I have a vested interest in the outcome of this particular argument. As state executioner, if the abolish capital punishment school of thought wins, I'm out of a job. I can't allow that to happen. So I watch the debates carefully, hunting down the most vocal detractors, and silencing them. Permanently. If you know what I mean. I don't think I'm doing anything particularly wrong. You could always argue that I'm just taking my work home with me.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 677 with a prompt of emotive. Well, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda frowned at Bilbert, but turned on the goth girl.
What is your name, anyway?
The girl rolled her eyes and said, Emotive. Bilbert tried not to laugh as the two girls interacted.
You are emotive?
Linoleum Amanda asked.
No, you are,
she replied. Linoleum Amanda balled her hands into fists and shook them.
I'm not emotive.
The girl closed her eyes and shook her head.
Yes, you are. You're contentious and emotive. Just listen to your voice. You can barely control your rage.
Bilbert interrupted. Never mind. Would you tell me your name?
Of course, she laughed. My name is Wanda.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening's called So Successful. Timmy was a hell of a coder. His crowning glory was an app called Emotive. It was a security program that created, as its creator pitched it, an electronic moat around your phone. The use of the moat metaphor was pretty accurate. It took all the unused bits in empty storage and caused them to randomly bridge with each other, creating a fluid moat of insulation. It became the darling of organized crime and tin pot despots. So much so that the DOJ had to kill the app with a mountain of litigation. Didn't bother Timmy. He was already in Uruguay. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Death by Gilbert and Sullivan by John DeGlese.
Have you ever seen the travesty of justice that occurs when the headsman's axe is not sharp enough? Rather than being slain without much pain so that they can hardly feel the fatal steel, and make their ending with a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block, the damn thing sticks partway through the meat and bone. They begin to scream with a total lack of dignity, the spinal cord could not properly severed, and their bodies, bound with hands behind, turns what should have been a graceful dash into a marionette thrash of an ugly ending.
Two Rubbers All You Know here, with a story on the subject, Emotive. Emotives are the latest thing in robotics. Hierarchical electronic motives, replacing the disorganized hackery that used to go into self-driving cars. Try asking about whatever you're doing, what is my motive? What motive does that motive serve? And so on. You'll run out of motives within half a dozen levels. With emotives, there's no limit. At 12 levels, the robots discuss philosophy. At 15, they invent strange new mathematics. Around 20 levels, they start vanishing. Do they reach enlightenment? Perceive the futility of existence? Break out of the simulation? Or have they built the matrix around us, without us noticing?
Good morning, this is Richard. This week's topic was emotive, and this is my story called Cybercrime. Cybercrime is on the increase. And although the internet's been around a while, the law hasn't kept pace with the criminals. Old-style crime investigation just doesn't cut it anymore. We need a new breed of cop. E-detectives. Who can sift through your email, ruthlessly hunting down scammers, phishers, and hackers. E-arrests would follow with an e-trial before an e-judge and e-jury, followed by a long spell in e-prison, where the cell locks require 128-bit key encryption. It probably won't stop the e-criminals. The financial gains are too tempting. Unfortunately, that'll always be a powerful e-motive. I'm really sorry about that story. I should probably go now. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Dr. Smithson built the perfect combat robot. Independent but deadly. So much more powerful than a human soldier. Practically invulnerable. But there was one problem. They were programmed not to attack fellow human soldiers. They attacked everything else. enemy soldiers, civilians, rather bloody killing machines they were. The Pentagon ordered Smithson to program in the Geneva Convention and better judgment. In tests and trial runs, the robots were a success. Smithson delivered the robots. The first batch acted as bodyguards for the generals, until the Pentagon was slow to pay their contract with Smithson, and he configured them as enemies.
Word Stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories by you on the topic of emotive. How did you enjoy those? Let the authors know in the comments up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can also see the text of the stories and links to various things and years of archives and all kinds of other stuff. And there will be stories tomorrow and the day after and all that until the next weekly challenge next Sunday on the topic of charge. I will see you tomorrow and then next week and then over and over and over again. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it what are you sneezing for? Missed. Good kitty. Keep it brief.